Somsua Kalia is een van de weinige Europese beoefenaars van de sport kabaddi, die vooral in Azië zeer populair is. Hij leerde de sport pas op late leeftijd kennen, toen hij al aan zijn hogere studies farmacie bezig was.
In university there was a Indian sort of societies, and in these societies they would have the sports tournament every year. It's by NHSF, National Hindu Students Forum. And in these sports tournaments, there was football, there was netball for the girls, and then there was two Indian games. One of the Indian games being kabaddi. And so I represented my university. This coach from England, he came along one day. He saw this, that we are playing kabaddi on a very basic level, but we have some sort of interest in the sport. So he talked to us and he told us about the actual national style of kabaddi, the proper way to play it, and the rules, the like how the professionals play. And so we wanted to learn and we wanted to take it further. So under his guidance, we joined the England kabaddi setup. And then since then, most of the popularity in the UK is, or most of the players who play in the UK are from university sort of level.
Kalia is ondertussen kapitein van de Engelse nationale ploeg, waarmee hij deelnam aan het WK in 2016. Na dat toernooi groeide de wereldwijde populariteit van kabaddi.
In 2016, it was the World Cup. It was held in India. That was the launch of sort of international opening for all the different countries and so forth. So that was like the birth or the ignition of the fire, where more countries started to see opportunity in the sport, or, you know, open their eyes to the sport, I should say. Back here in the UK, people didn't see it, or they didn't take it very seriously. But after the event of the World Cup, when we came back home, there was a lot of interest in the sport. So all our colleagues, our fellow students, they also wanted to start getting involved because they saw on what sort of platform is being played now.
Kalia mag dan al deelgenomen hebben aan een WK, toch is hij geen professionele speler. In het dagelijks leven verdient hij zijn brood als apotheker.
We don't get that much help, but also maybe there has been a sort of lack of effort to get the funding from the sporting bodies in the UK. So, but now we are taking steps so that we can receive financial support for the kabaddi organization in the UK. But generally, we come from a background where we've had to mostly pay for our training venues, our travel to go and train. So most of the finance is covered by ourselves as players. The only time when we was funded for everything was when we went to the World Cup. That's when the organizers from the World Cup, you know, organized everything for us. But in terms of our national sort of training and our day-to-day life of kabaddi in the UK, then it's more sort of taking the money out of our own pockets.
Hoe populair kabaddi ook mag zijn in Azië, in Europa moet de sport nog doorbreken. De organisatoren van kabaddi proberen al enkele jaren om van hun sport een Olympische discipline te maken, maar voorlopig zijn ze nog niet geslaagd in hun opzet.